The former president says he won't accept it. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. Former President Trump ripping the newly announced appointment of a special counsel to take over investigations related to January 6th and presidential records, including the handling of classified documents taken from Trump's Florida home by the FBI.
Based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, and the sitting president's stated intention to be a candidate as well, I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
Attorney General Merrick Garland naming veteran federal prosecutor Jack Smith for the role. Trump telling Fox News Digital shortly after the announcement he will not partake in it, calling it the worst politicization of justice and saying he hopes the Republican Party will fight it. Prosecutors say five members of the Oath Keepers talked for weeks about using violence to try to overturn the 2020 election results. Their trial on seditious conspiracy charges is winding down. Closing arguments from the defense expected Monday. The search for evidence continues after the murder of four university students in Moscow, Idaho. Fox's Dan Springer is there.
Cops are still out here. There is another evidence team inside that house. This must be the most combed over crime scene I have ever seen. The murders took place early Sunday morning, and this is the fifth day after, and they are still inside looking for clues. They're not sharing those clues with us. We're getting more information from the autopsy and from the coroner. We learned that each of the victims had multiple stab wounds. They were deep, suggesting a long knife, and the coroner telling me it was likely the same knife used on all of the victims, although that has not been confirmed.
Police believe the victims were targeted. Two other roommates who were home at the time were not injured. The Dow up 200 points at the closing bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A former Chicago college student is sentenced for trying to help ISIS with a computer program, but he gets less time behind bars than the government wanted.
Thomas Osadzinski, sentenced to 7.5 years in federal prison and 10 years of court-supervised release, convicted of attempting to provide material support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization. Prosecutors who sought a 15-year prison sentence say the 23-year-old created computer code to help the Islamic State group more effectively spread violent propaganda online, sending it to those he believed to be ISIS members who were actually undercover federal agents. The former DePaul computer science student apologizing to his parents in the courtroom, telling the judge he completely rejects ISIS. He's been in custody since being arrested in 2019. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
After blaming high demand for this week's Taylor Swift ticket mess, Ticketmaster reportedly faces federal investigation. The New York Times says the Justice Department has launched an antitrust probe. Millions of fans were shut out during a presale, and then the company pulled the plug on sales to the general public. The singer releasing a statement earlier today.
Swift addresses her protective nature towards her fan base and why she does most business in-house. She writes, "It's really difficult for me to trust an outside entity with these relationships and loyalties, and excruciating for me to just watch mistakes happen with no recourse." She continued, "I'm not going to make excuses for anyone because we asked them multiple times if they could handle this kind of demand, and we were assured they could.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Swift also signaling she's trying to work out improvements for the future. Recapping Wall Street, the Dow up 199 points in a late rebound rally. The S&P and the NASDAQ also finishing with gains after a mixed session overall. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.